Isaiah, chapter number 12. Isaiah, chapter number 12. Six verses in this chapter, and I'm going to read them to you just now. And in that day, thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. And might I say tonight, there ain't no salvation in any other. Amen. If He's your Savior tonight, boy, you've got something to be thankful for. Amen. You ought to be thankful that you wasn't raised over in the Middle East somewhere and told a lie. Amen. Hey, He's the only way to heaven. Only way man, woman, boy, girl is going to get to heaven is through the blood of Jesus. Behold, God is my salvation. In verse 3, He said, therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall you say, praise the Lord, call upon His name, declare His doings among the people, make mention that His name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for He hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Brother Lee, would you pray tonight? Yes. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Amen. Yes, Lord. God, help us tonight, Lord. Amen. I'm interested tonight in this little chapter right here in the Bible. And, you know, it has to do, I guess you might say, with Israel a lot and with the millennial kingdom that's to come when they recognize their Lord and Savior and accept Him. But it also has to do with another kingdom tonight. And that's the kingdom of God's church. And the church that's within you and I tonight, the God that indwells you and I, there's a kingdom within us tonight. Amen? And I'm interested in verse number 3 right here, where He says, therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Hey, tonight I want to preach on this subject tonight. Happy New Year. Yeah. Amen. You can have a happy New Year. Everything that comes our way, I'd say in this new year, ain't going to make us happy. But you can have a happy new year in the Lord. Amen? And He's given us something very special as a child of God that we can draw joy from tonight, no matter what's going on in our life. Now, can I say something tonight? This old world is in a mess. Amen. You go to watching the news and you'll get all depressed. Amen. But listen, if you'll get your face in God's Word tonight and see what God has for you and what God has in store for you, it'll bring joy unspeakable, as Peter said, and full of glory. Amen. We can be a happy people, can't we? Amen. We're blessed beyond anything this old world has to offer. Hey, we're special in the sight of God. We've been bought by His blood, and one of these glorious days, He's coming for His church. We have that promise tonight. Hey, it goes beyond a hope. Hey, it's a promise of God that He's coming for us one day. And hey, we're special tonight, and we can have a happy new year. Amen. In perilous times, we can have a happy new year. When things ain't going our way, and may I say, things ain't going to go your way sometimes in life. Amen? But you can still be happy. Amen? Because God has given His people something that the world cannot erase. The devil can't take it away. Hey, we can be happy, and we can have the joy of the Lord in our heart and in our soul. Listen tonight, friend. I want you to notice what the Bible says about joy and where it comes from. Amen. In Romans chapter number 14, I want you to notice this verse right here. In Romans 14 and 17, the Bible says, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." Amen. Holy Ghost. Amen. It's God's will that we be filled with the Holy Ghost. And there's joy in that feeling. Amen? Hey, God, hey, He's telling us right here, friend, that we can have joy, but we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's the problem with a lot of folks today. They're looking for joy in all the wrong places. We look for joy in the things of the world and the things that money can buy and things that the world can provide. But God says all we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost tonight. And there's joy in that filling. Amen. Listen to me. Old Peter, he said it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Joy unspeakable. But you know what I think Peter was saying right there? I just don't even know how to describe it. What I'm feeling inside. Peter and all the early disciples, friend, they had troubles. They had trials. Hey, they were persecuted. But it was joy unspeakable and full of glory what Jesus had given to them. And that's where we're at tonight. We can have joy as we journey through this life no matter what comes our way. Now I want you to notice just a few things in this Bible passage right here that pertains, I believe, to the saved of God. First of all, I want you to notice the wonders of salvation. He said, "Behold, God is my salvation." Can I just sort of interpret that for you? He said, "Hey, y'all, God is my salvation. God is my Savior. Hey, I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved." Can you say that tonight? Do you know beyond any shadow of a doubt tonight that you've been born again, that you've been saved by the grace of God? "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength, my song, and has become my personal Savior, my personal salvation." Well, that's a blessing, ain't it? Ain't it a blessing to know that you've been saved? If you stepped out into eternity, what a blessing it is to know that you're saved, and we're all going to step out one of these days. Amen. For the wonders of salvation. It's a wonder, eh? Hey, Brother David, it's a wonder. It's a wonder that God would reach way down to where we was at and draw us out of the miry pits of sin and save us. It's a wonder. It's a wonder. Wonderful, wondrous thing, isn't it? You think about where you was when Jesus come a-looking for you. I don't know about you, but I wasn't looking for Him. But He come a-looking for me. And He brought conviction to me. Hey, not only did He bring conviction to me, but He had grace for me. Amen. That's amazing. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah to His good name tonight. The wonders of salvation. Oh my. Isn't it amazing that God would send the very best He had for the very worst? Amen. And that was you and I. We didn't deserve salvation. We didn't merit salvation. But God loved us enough that He sent His only begotten Son into the world to die in our stead and take our sins upon Himself and offer to us salvation. Ain't that a blessing? The wonders of salvation. But not only that, I want you to notice in verse number 1, a wrath that's past. He said, and in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise Thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Can I tell you, when I was a lost man, hey, there was times when I'd get so fearful of dying and going to hell, I didn't know what in the world to do. I didn't know how to get to God. Hey, I don't know. Let me tell you something, friend. To be lost and to have the fear of God come upon you and the fear of dying and going to hell, it's wrath. It's an awful, awful place to be. But that wrath is past for the saved today. You don't have to worry about dying and going to the devil's hell. You don't have to worry about going through the tribulation and all the things that's going to take place as shown over in the book of Revelation. Wrath is behind the child of God. You'll never have to face the wrath of God. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 9 said, God hath not appointed us to wrath, but unto salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. He also said in Romans 1 and 18, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. He says in Romans chapter 2, the wrath of God is stored up for the day of judgment. Ain't you glad you ain't got to face that? Ain't you glad you ain't got to face that? Because in Romans 5, verse 8 and 9, he said, but God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, hey, Christ died for us. Much more then, being justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. When Jesus hung on the cross, the wrath of God was satisfied. And all a man, woman, boy, or girl has to do is accept what the Christ did. The work's been done. The price has been paid. All a man, woman, boy, or girl has to do is just accept Christ. And the work is done. Not only the wonder of salvation, not only the wrath that's passed, but the wells that's provided. Can I tell you something tonight? The Lord knows just exactly what we need. Amen. You may need something different from what I need. But God has provided just exactly what we all need tonight. And we can, hey, with joy, we can draw water out of the wells of salvation, He says. Now I want you to notice something about this thing. The well that He has provided. Notice in John chapter number 4 what Jesus told this woman of Samaria. She had 5 husbands, and the one she was living with at the time was not her husband. She just shacked up with him. But she met Jesus down at a well one day. And He told her, He said, whosoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whosoever drinketh the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Amen. I like that water tonight. I like it when it gets to springing up down in my soul, don't you? Amen. But listen to me, friend. Hey, Jesus, you notice He said that I give Him. This well, this water is a gift. And you know, if somebody wants to give me something, you know what I gotta do? I gotta reach out and take it. Amen. I've gotta want it. And let me know, hey, I noticed something else about this right here. Where He says in verse 3, therefore with joy ye shall you draw water. There's some work to it. There's some work to it. Amen. I wonder what kind of work the Lord would have you to do to get you a bucket full. Huh? I brought something with me tonight. How many of you know what this is? By the way, there's a few old timers here, ain't there? Amen. It's a whale bucket. It's been sitting out in my old building, Brother Ken, probably for 25 years. I had nails in it, old cut nails. It was, and I went out there and I dug it out today. And you know what I found out? I cleaned it out, dumped out the nails, and look at this. Y'all see that? Had holes in it. I don't know. I don't know if somebody planted a flower in it or if they used it just to fill it up water and water their flowers. But this bucket won't hold water for long. But there's something missing on this bucket. If I was going to draw me a bucket of water, what would I need? I'd need some rope, wouldn't I? You know what? The bucket is available. The whale is available. And can I tell you what your rope might be tonight? The most important thing I believe to getting you filled from this whale that Jesus has provided is the rope of prayer. Amen. Prayer can do some things for you. Amen. Hey, the reason you have not is because you ask not, ain't it? If you want to be filled from Jesus' well right here, if you want to have joy unspeakable and full of glory, hey, all you got to do is just ask for it. Amen. Get in touch with Him. Get in fellowship with Him. Pray. Ask God to forgive you. But you know what? There's too many of us that's got holes in our cistern. We're just like Jeremiah said, we have forsaken the fountain of living waters and we've hewed out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Amen. Boy, we need to get right with God. Amen. We need to be filled with joy. This world needs to see something different about you and I. If we name the name of Christ, we ought to be different. We ought to be a joyful people. We got something to be happy about. Amen. This world is not our home. We're just passing through. We're pilgrims. We're strangers. We're heading to the city whose builder and maker is God. So you better not drive your tent stakes too deep down here. Amen. Oh, let me tell you something else here about this whale. It's a private whale. Private whale. Ain't no public whale. Hey, it's a private whale. It's for the child of God. Personal. He said, I'll put a whale inside of you. Be your whale. Special whale. Oh, listen to me. I wonder, how's your well tonight? I remember one time going down to my grandma's. I never will forget it, going down to my grandma's. They didn't have running water. But they had a well. And the house was built around the well. And I went in there one day, just a little old bitty boy. I love to toss that bucket off and then get back away from that handle, watch that thing fly, and listen to it hit the water. So I went back there, I went down to Grandma's house, and I dropped that bucket in the well. Pew! I started drawing it up. Grandma come in and said, boy, you can't drink that water. There's a rat got in the well. Wonder how many here tonight got a rat in the well. Devil lusts to put a rat in your well. Amen. He lusts to spoil your water. But Jesus can fix it. Yes. Listen, we can have joy tonight. No matter what comes our way, we can have joy. It's a private well. It's a personal well. It come by a gift. It come by grace. And it come by the gospel. Yes. It's a powerful well. Yes, sir. It's a powerful well. It satisfies our thirst. It strengthens us when we're troubled. It secures us against the tempter. So powerful. You know, I can share my well. Amen. Amen. You remember what David said? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Hey, listen, I've seen some of you in here when your cup went from running over. You know what it done? It blessed me. Amen. God be willing to let a cup run over and be a blessing. Amen. We can be if we want to be. Productive well. A private well, a personal well, a powerful well, a productive well. Look at verse number 4. He said, and in that day shall you say, praise the Lord. Call upon His name. Declare His doings among the people. Make mention that His name is exalted. Can I tell you, it'll produce praise. You get filled from His well, it'll produce some praise in you that you didn't even know was in you. It says, He said, call upon His name. Hey, if you get filled with the Holy Ghost, it'll make you want to fellowship with Him. It'll make you want to pray and talk to Him and thank Him for all He's done for you. Oh, listen to me. And it'll make you proclaim Him. He's everything. He's everything. He ought to be everything to you and I. Because He's done it all for us. He said, make mention that His name is exalted. The well that's provided, the wrath that's passed, the wonder of salvation. But look at this now, lastly, the worship that's produced. Wonder why we don't really get into worship. You know, you can go to church a lot of times. They might be just a handful of people really worshiping God. A lot of spectators. Why? If we'll get filled from His well and get the joy of God overflowing in our soul, friend, it'll produce worship in us. Worship is produced. In verse number 5, He said, sing unto the Lord. Hey, you may not be able to carry a tune in a bucket, but you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you want to get in on the singing. Amen. Because it'll do something for you. Hey, that old red back book right there just stirs my soul to hear some of them old songs. Amen. Hey, let me tell you something. There's something about singing. Well, it just sets the tempo for a service. It's so important. And we got something to sing about, and we got somebody to sing to. Don't worry about who's sitting beside you. Don't worry about hitting that note just right. Just sing to the Lord and everything will be all right. Now I guarantee you He'll smile upon it. Now I guarantee you He'll bless you for it. Not only, hey, will it produce singing, but in verse number 6 right here, it says it'll produce shouting. Hey, can I tell you something? But this Bible says right here, it's all right to shout. Amen. Y'all shout at each other, don't you? Amen. Me and my wife, we don't we don't get in a fight. But sometimes you can hear us talking things over about a half mile down the road. Amen. Well, now listen. For a child of God, we got something to shout about. Amen. Saved. Saved. Going to heaven. Blood washed. Hey, born again. We got something to shout about. And we ought to be a shining. And on top of that, we ought to be a smiling. Amen. We ought to be happy. 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 Over in Deuteronomy chapter number 33, verse 29 says, who is like unto thee, O saved by the Lord? Who? Ain't nobody like us. We ought to be happy. We ought to be smiling. We got something to smile about. When you focus on Christ and get your mind off of things of the world, it'll make you smile. It'll change your attitude. Amen. Worship that's produced, singing, shouting, shining, smiling. Hey, it'll even make you show up on a Wednesday night. Amen. Get filled with the Holy Ghost. You'll look forward to church. Church won't be a burden, it'll be a blessing. It's what we need. We need some people that's excited about going to church and worshiping our God. Because a lot of times there'll be people that'll come in here that are lost. They're looking for something that's real. And if we're dead as a corpse, friend, they're going to think that our God's dead. We ought to worship Him. Show up. Let me tell you something else it'll do. It'll even make you stand up. Amen. You ever just bounced up on your feet? Holy Ghost got, you just jumped up and before you know what you're doing there, and then you got to say something. You done stood up. Amen. But he'll, that Holy Ghost friend will put words in your mouth. And it'll be about Him. Amen. It won't be about Grandma and Grandpa. Amen. If the Holy Ghost gets in you and makes you stand up, it'll be to exalt the Son of God. Amen. So let me tell you tonight, the keys to a happy new year, to have joy in your life, there is a well that you can draw from, and it'll bring joy in your life. No matter what you're going through sickness, through sorrows, Jesus has joy for His people. He wants to see His people happy. Amen. He wants us to be happy on the journey. Amen. I appreciate you being here tonight. Stand with us.